I've got a Big Brother hangover, actually.
Or overindulged.
Can you shut up until we introduce
Oh, well, we might as
Well,
well
there
do
we
it
are.
now.
We might as well bloody do it. As special guest, Sean Times, everyone.
Not so special, really.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, part of the
Well, I can't get over what it was. A bit of a messy final for me, I'm gonna be honest. Bit of a
Well, should we
mess.
roll the titles and get into
Yeah,
it?
sorry, I'm just so excited to chat about
You know
it.
what, Sean? Tell Brett to roll the titles.
Roll the titles, Brett.
Hey.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Well, there we are. Big Brother Celebrity Big Brother 2024 is over.
Done.
I can't believe it.
It was a messy final. It was chaotic. It was very much live. I'm seeing a lot of people calling for a change in hosts.
No.
No.
I have seen
I think
people.
that's the least of its problems.
I agree. I agree. I've seen some people saying they want just Will, people saying they just want AJ. And I'm like, I think they're the best bit about the show.
I think we've said this numerous times throughout Fantasy Pod this series. They're getting better and better. I think the only thing I would change is late in life, having one of them in the audience and one of them doing the panel rather than both of them side by side. That's the only thing, just so that it's like easy to kind of switch between the two.
Well, we must
I
admit
think
that.
even just like late in life, maybe just needs a bit of a rejig anyway. I think because it is basically the same format from Channel 5.
Yeah.
I think it just needs something a bit different. It's a bit too chaotic, maybe.
What I saw online, someone was saying instead of having AJ and Will do late and live throughout the week, the house guest should just host it. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
I think that'd be it would be nice to have a different host every week, but it'd just get confusing.
Yeah, I'm kind of the mindset that I feel like it's AJ and Will's show, and I kind of like that they're doing the sideshow as well, a bit in the way of Laura Whitmore, Maya Jama, whoever the hell is hosting Love Island now, does After Sun. I kind of like that they kind of own that a little bit, because I feel like in the bit in the side days, Emma Willis is very much seen as the queen of it on Channel 5, but actually, in reality, Rylan probably hosted more Big Brother than Emma. So I kind of like that they own it. And I also think it gives them time to do stuff on their own for Big Brother, as well
Yeah.
as feeling like they're part of this double act.
I think that someone made a good point on like an eviction. They should just keep it all on ITV1. Like, not having the winners interview on ITV1 was weird. Yet they showed everyone else apart from the winners.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
definitely seen as like a ploy to try and get people to switch on to ITV2, but I just think, nah.
Nah.
Why did they not just like evict one before as well? Like, if they were getting rid of Bradley, it could have been a double or done another one the day before. That way, you would have got all four of them quite nicely in the main show.
Yeah. It's strange, definitely strange. Or they could have just done a double eviction, like got rid of Louis and Fern together, for instance.
Oh, that would have
That's
been
strange.
chaos.
It would have been chaos, but
Louis would have pushed Fern
I mean,
down
like,
the
what did we think of the interviews? Because, I mean, some of the interviews, like, we were dying to hear from Louis, we were dying to hear from obviously David, but the rest, I mean, like, Nikita, Coulson, I would have just got them out together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, they did come third and second, so maybe.
No one's asked.
I know, I
Yeah.
know. But I do think that it is. I felt like the interviews are quite rushed as well, and part of me feels like maybe all of them should have been voted out and catch us on Late and Live, and we'll be chatting to each of them individually. And maybe Late and Live could have been like an hour and a half or something like that, and each
Yeah.
like you could have done three or four interviews and then like a little bit of analysis. So I do feel like that could have happened, and then maybe runner up and the main interview could have been on ITV1 with the other three coming a
Yeah.
little bit later. So
I do
yeah.
I did like Late and Live though, like the extra bits that they're putting for the final episode, like the awards. Everyone kind of got their little moment to shine.
I fell asleep.
Oh, have you not watched it yet?
No, it's too much to watch.
Oh
Too much
man,
to watch in one night.
you need to watch the last 5 minutes because they sang Flying Without Wings and it was so camp. It was like the ending of Glee. I loved it.
Right, let's
It
do
was it had me reaching for the Nurofen afterwards. My head was spinning.
I loved it. I really wanted to be part of it, to be honest. I was quite jealous.
Right, let's talk
Oh, but I
about.
think like that. Oh, sorry. I was just going to say like the interviews as well. I think maybe it doesn't help that maybe this series has maybe not had a lot of big moments. So there wasn't really too much to talk over. It was kind of the same sort of like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, it was a really good experience. I'm so glad I did it. Like
There
that's
wasn't
maybe.
any big moments, but they had big characters who had like loads of little moments. So like Louis Walsh had loads of little moments that they were talking about. David Potts had loads of memeable moments, as you know, meme extraordinaire sometimes. But
You've
yeah,
been
I
on
think you're
Late
right.
and
There
Live more than Dean McCulloch.
was But yeah, I think you're right. There was a like a pinpoint from this series where we can be like, oh, that was the moment. Like there was loads of funny moments and loads of memeable moments. But I think every series has that moment where there was like, oh my God, that was incredible, that moment. This series didn't have it. They had good characters and good mini moments, but I think you're right. Didn't have any like strong legs to stand on this series.
Well, let's talk about some of these characters because I said this a few weeks ago. I think Louis Walsh, I think his life has completely changed. I think this has been a life-changing experience for the former X Factor judge. Discuss.
I think he has lived a life on his own, and I feel really sorry for him. But then looking back on his time in the house, I'm like, yeah, no wonder you've got no family or friends.
Oh, wow.
Then there was that random guy in the audience who was there for him. Who's he?
Yeah, in a football shirt. Was he wearing a football shirt?
Really? Yeah, I mean, I think they just got him off the street.
Yeah, it did
Or
seem
maybe
like
Louis,
good friends.
maybe Louis got him off the street.
I think he is just used to
There's
like
apps for
people
that.
doing stuff for him, and this is like it's almost like watching a teenager like living their own for the first time, like in a student share or something.
Yeah. And
It was the
as
fact like Sunita came for him. And it's like, is Sunita really friends with Louis Walsh?
Well, no, because he was like, I've not seen it. It's what she do here. What?
I want Louis Walsh to go in one of those like therapy. You remember Jeremy Collins was in therapy on Channel 5? I want Louis Walsh to do it because when they said, oh, family and friends are coming, he looked terrified.
He
Like he
thought
was
his
like,
best
who are you
friend might be
bringing
coming in.
in? Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on? I want to know who he lives with, what he does day to day, what he has for dinner, because he loves a microwave meal. I'm like, why?
I
You're
just have
Louis
this
bloody
idea that he's
Walsh.
on, like, sat on Tinder and his bio says something along the lines of, I'm putting together a new boy band.
Okay,
Swipe right if you'd like to join it. Moving on then, let's.
shock moment of last night. Louis Walsh coming fourth.
I
I
really
know.
thought he would be coming like second at least, like, or
Yeah,
winning it.
gagged. I was actually gagged. I was like, oh,
Well,
not
have you seen the
this.
pictures from the offices at the at Media City? Just next to
No.
Coronation Street, they've had the full cast in, and they've bought 5 iPhones each so they could all vote for Coulson. So
Fuck
it's
off.
industrial voting on a major
No,
scale.
really? No, are you
No,
taking the piss? Because I
God,
know you
yes,
do.
I am.
I said to Garrett, I was like, no, surely that's illegal. That's vote farming.
It is. That didn't happen.
My God.
But I can imagine
I had visions.
Sally Ann
What
Matthews, aka Jenny,
was
she has been very
that?
vocal supporter of Colister.
COVID.
Coleslaw.
Cauliflower?
Cauliflower,
Cauliflower, that's a new one!
Cauliflower.
Yeah! So, Sean Times, apart from being on Late and Live every other bloody week,
Oh,
what's been your
killing
highlight? What's been your highlight? You can't leave the house now. Now
it.
you know how Diana felt.
I do that. I'm hounded by the press. You know, all of a
No,
sudden you
what was
realize
your.
actually I can't pop to the garage to get a pint of milk anymore.
Surely, but surely.
What's been your highlight of
My
this
highlight.
series?
So I'm sure that we'll talk about David and stuff properly. So I'll hold off on that. But I think just generally ITV have really handled these like surprise evictions really well. Like that Bradley one, I know you guys talked about it in pod already, but it just really caught off guard. And I quite
Yeah.
like it when Big Brother's a bit nasty.
Also, like the fact, you know, like the last two backdoor evictions, like Kerry and Matty from Civilian. We all kind of heard rumors who it was going to be, so we were like prepared for it. The way that they did this one, like shut off the live stream, taped up the windows where the camera runs, where we didn't see any previews of the show. Loved it. Like, I had no idea who was going, and I loved that moment. And he's like, please don't. I was on literally on the sofa, like, please don't be Bradley. He doesn't deserve this. Please don't be Bradley. And then when AJ popped through, honestly, TV moment of the year. I'm sorry, traitors, but it was.
She did it with a smile as well. She was reveling in
Oh,
it.
she was, and I feel like
Beautiful.
she knew what she was going to look like on camera. She looked like an angel.
Like a devil?
Honestly, I loved it. Doing the most devilish thing, but
Yeah.
stunning. I was like, what a way to go.
Amazing. What would you, so we've asked you for your sort of iconic moments from the series, Sean. What would you think ITV should do for the next civilian, next Celebrity Big Brother? What are you hoping will change?
The celebrity one. I don't
No,
know.
the civilian one.
Or the civilian
Either or.
one.
Either or.
I think they got it so right with the civilian one anyway. The only thing I would maybe like change is like the tactically with the voting. Maybe the rather than like just having five overall, maybe they should let you have five in the run up to the eviction and then eviction and like, give you another five. Because like that whole week your opinion just changes so quickly and there were so many people like, oh my God, I can't believe I voted for that person.
Yeah. That's so true, actually.
No, I
But
know.
also, do you think it should be longer? Because I thought the last
Nah.
civilian was just right.
I think it was the perfect like 6 weeks is quite nice and cushy. None of us as young as we were back in the day. I hate like staying up that late like every night
Honestly,
for like over
those
a month.
Tuesday evictions that just happened were killing me. I was like, going to bed at 12, how do AJ and Will feel?
No. Well, the thing is, it's awful for AJ because, you know, she thought she started to look rough during the Celebrity Big Brother series because of doing all the Tuesdays. But I said, it's just because you're on a Google Pixel. But moving
You
on.
said, I was, why did you keep doing this? I was like, oh no, did she? Why? And just making a bloody joke. Pack this in. Horrible young boy. Horrible.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, let's talk about AJ and Will because Will knows his audience. I don't know
Yeah.
if you've seen his TikTok. I don't know
Game
if you've
man.
seen last night's. Have you seen the champagne bottle one?
Oh
No.
yeah, that's saucy.
Brett, go and watch it. Let's see your reaction.
That'll be a
Okay.
bit of
So is this on his Instagram?
It'll be on his TikTok.
Oh gosh, I use
Have you seen the
TikTok.
previous one where you get undressed with Will Best?
I've seen Undress with Will Best.
Right, he did a new episode last night. It's the final in the series. But what a two episode run it
Okay.
was. We'll cut out the silence, by the way,
Suited and
and find
booted.
it.
He's not posted in like 5 days. It's got to be on his TikTok then, right? Okay.
Right, put the sound to the mic so we can watch along.
Back to the high street for the best from
Okay.
Zara. Barbie
Oh.
trousers from Dolce & Gabbana. Shoes by Gucci.
Ooh.
Pants and socks from M&S. Aftershave lotion.
Oh my gosh. I bet he's got a big dick.
Can't remember, was that a full magnum he had in front?
Oh yeah, maybe it was a Magnum. Let me just double check. I'll just have to watch that
You know, just for journalist purposes.
He's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen, not just a pervert.
Oh, don't.
Oh, God. But, right, we have to talk about the winning moment. David Potts. I was a bit scared he wasn't going to do it at first. I was like, please, not Nikita. No problems with Nikita, but just hasn't given us
It's
enough.
not the
And
story you
also.
need, is it? It's the story that you it we want. I'm a bit gutted that we didn't see Louis Walsh win, and it's not that I didn't want David to win, or you know, less so Nikita and Coulson, but I just feel like we needed to see what that moment looked like. Louis Walsh walking out
We wouldn't hear the end
as a
of it.
winner.
We wouldn't
Yeah,
have heard the end of it.
exactly,
And
exactly.
also, I'm glad Nikita didn't win because I don't think we should be celebrating almost murderers.
Right, you need to
So,
stop this.
no, I think it. No, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest. He should have known better. If a
he
66-year-old
nearly
woman
left.
grabs something you've got hold of, you do not leap it across the bedroom like Sonic the fucking Hedgehog. He nearly took also, her down like Dr. Eggman. It was awful.
He nearly left her daughters motherless.
Yeah.
Sit there and think about what you might have done, Nikki.
Phil Vickery. Phil Vickery. Phil Vickery.
Rage.
Ooh.
God. Mister, I'm all about love and dancing. He had anger and rage.
He did.
Rage and trauma.
There's a deep anger inside of you.
Nasty, nasty young man.
But
Fran's alive to tell the tale.
She is. She is, thank God. Because
you know what? Let's talk about Fern. The Renaissance is still alive and going. It's alive and kicking.
Give it a month and there will be a Fern announcement.
I need her to be on Sunday brunch.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Excuse me. 10
I think she's
going to
be on Loose
Sunday.
Women. I think she's going to be on Loose
no,
Women.
No, she's Let's too not. Good for Loose. No, no.
What the hell is that reaction, may I ask?
Loose Women's awful.
No. Can you imagine, right? A Sunday show, 10 till 12 on ITV1, Fern Britton, ZZ Mills, and throw another one in. Get Louis Walsh involved. Them three on a couch, on a table, having coffee. Someone cook, and let's get Levi Roots in. You can do the
I've
cooking
got a thought.
Segment.
I've got a thought.
Go on.
There's two shows that require hosting during the summer and filling in.
She's not going back to This Morning.
Good Morning Britain.
No.
I can see her on that.
What, with Richard? No. Not putting Fern through that. Not putting Fern through that.
I love Richard Madeley. He's like my favourite TV presenter ever. Which
not putting Fern through that. She's dealt with enough horrid men.
He's not horrid. What is your beef with Richard Madeley? He is one of the funniest. Have you not
he's
seen Anton Deck in his ear?
He's gonna stress her out. Fern doesn't need it. Fern doesn't need anyone else. She can do it on her own.
You want her to be dressed like a flaming gardener, serving up lovely summer salads with strawberries in, with those flip flops.
Imagine going around. I don't know if you listened to the episode where we were talking about Fern's going around Fern's gaff. Now, imagine going around. You walk in. She's nowhere to be seen, but the patio door's open. You see like bowls of salad, bowls of food prep, and she walks
jugs
in.
Of
she's
squash.
Got gardening gloves on. Jugs of squash laid out with covers on them. She walks in with gardening gloves on, and she's like, oh, you're here early. Do sit down. That's the dream.
It sounds very
she loves fruit.
I think that's what she is.
Say again, sorry.
I think she's just like a very comforting figure, and I just see more of that for her, rather than like, I feel like Good Morning Britain and Loose Women, it's always there to sort of like kick the hornet's nest about. And I just don't think that's her style.
No, I want to go around to hers for like a nice salad, maybe a barbecue, a sandwich.
Yeah,
and
she'd have brioche buns.
I bet she does a good scone.
Philip Schofield, she calls them.
Not that.
Just a chocolate cream on you, Philip Schofield. she's always really bitchy about that. But
we've not. Go on.
What I will say is, I think that she will host This Morning this summer. Big comeback. She'll do it for like
not.
A week.
I hope not.
Why?
It would be nice to see her on there. I don't think she should go back.
Why?
You know what? I did watch. I got into like a Renaissance little Google hellhole. Did you ever watch the interview that she gave on This Morning with Holly and Phil while she was in the Calendar Girls? It was like a Zoom call.
Yes. Was that when they won the award the night before?
I think, no, the week before. And then she made a point of saying that she wasn't invited.
Yeah, it is the original. Actually, Ellen, that's not the truth.
Yeah, it's so awkward because not only did she join the interview, but then it cuts out because of like technical difficulties. And Phil Schofield is just being super extra nice. And you can see it's fake. Holly's there just smiling awkwardly. Fern's being Fern. And it's just, it's incredible.
Yeah, so basically This Morning had won some sort of special recognition award. And pretty much every presenter from its like history was like mentioned or invited to come up on stage. And she was like, oh, well, congrats on the award, but it's a shame that I wasn't invited. I was like, well, we didn't invite you. We did. And she was like, I didn't hear that.
Very awkward. You need to watch it, Brett. It's brilliant.
Oh God, I can't wait to get on that.
It's
We spent a
brilliant.
lot of time talking about the finesse and people that haven't actually won. So should we focus a little bit on Colliston?
No, I'm sorry. There's no point. I'm
Okay,
sorry.
moving
What
on.
are we gonna say? Not.
Nikita?
We spoke about him.
I think we
Murderer.
have like very
Murderer.
nice people, but just more hugely entertaining.
Yeah, no, nothing against him. I'll be watching Corey. I'll be supporting the troops. Sorry.
The
Next.
troops.
King Potts. I loved it when he was
Oh.
announced winner and they kept cutting to him for like 20 minutes. Like, just see how David's feeling. He's like, oh my God, just breathe, just breathe, just breathe. And just walking around the house, just talking shit. That would
I
literally
love
be
it.
me. That would be me. A bit like, I couldn't contain myself.
Also, going back to night one when he walked in, I was like, God, put some trousers on. Now I'm like, keep those trousers off. Those legs. I was listening to another podcast, and Danny Beard mentioned that they're like kebab ranches in the best way, and he meant that as a compliment. I'm like, yes, I want to take a bite.
Would you ever?
Stunning legs.
I want to see him doing Gillette adverts. Like, you got
Yeah,
legs in the air.
I
Help you,
honestly feel
Venus.
like someone needs to sponsor those legs. Gorge.
Speaking of the Gillette advert, have you seen the new one with Tom Grennan singing the song? I didn't even realize it was a
No.
song. I'm gonna play
Sorry.
it for you now. Hang on 2 seconds. Let me just type it in.
You sharp. You've come so far. And you know how to make. What's the you?
Sounds quite edgy, doesn't
It's actually decent. Is that Tom Brennan?
Tom Grennan.
Faces.
It's a lovely song, isn't it?
You know, I've heard that advert. I didn't know it
It's
was
so
Tom
lovely.
Brennan.
Isn't it lovely?
That is really that. You know what? I'm glad you showed us that. I'm not even taking the piss. I didn't know that
It's
was Tom
so
Grennan.
lovely.
I've heard that advert in the background of like when things are on TV. I didn't know it was our Tom Grennan.
There we go. We could get David Potts shaving his legs to that for an advert.
Honestly. No, that's good. Thanks for showing us that. I'm not even taking the piss. That's a really gorgeous song.
I tell you who else is gorgeous. Tom Grennan.
Yeah, he is. He is.
I'm gonna
Wait,
leave
who
that
is
there.
that?
Oh, you Googling narcissists.
Yeah.
He looks like just your everyday person that you'd see in the pub. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Does he?
He
Oh,
doesn't look
yeah.
like a celebrity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like the best kind of average Joe.
He's the best a man can get.
Did you know he was going to be a footballer at one point?
Oh, I'm glad he's not.
Not in like the way that people say, yeah, I could have been a footballer, but right. No, he's actually really good. But he was like, yeah, I want to do music actually.
Welcome back to
There
Match of the Day, and
you go. You know what? This podcast is actually turning into a bit chaos. We
Yeah,
haven't actually spoke about David Potts, so let's
I
talk about
know
David Potts.
David, well-deserved winner. Love him, love
So
him,
well
love him.
deserved. That exit was fabulous.
It was given Olivia.
Like, what do you mean? Oh,
Yeah, just very
from, I thought
like
you meant
camp.
Olivier. I thought you meant Olivier Awards. Is that what you're on about
That's Marisha.
now? Yeah, like, you know what I hate? Well, I don't really hate, but it just gets a bit samey and boring when like someone's won something and they're like, oh my God, I didn't expect this. David walked out there like, yes, bitch, I won. Slay the boots down, Hunty. Stunning to see.
No,
I
really,
think
really
it's
good.
like, what you were saying, Brett, though, it's like the storyline, because like obviously David went out and everyone had this like oh reaction to him, like oh he's a bit too much, and he just won with for one round. And like, to be honest, like Celebrity Big Brother is quite infamous for having people that are either arseholes or like people that are really boring win, so it's just nice to see someone quite fun and like really love it.
but
yeah,
we've
I'm
kind of
definitely
touched
like,
upon. Sorry, go on, Mary.
I was gonna say I'm proved wrong in the best way. Like even when he walked in, I was like, "Oh, I'm not gonna like him," but I'm happy that you're in the house. But I'm happy they're in the house, and I really enjoyed the David Potts experience.
I have
I
to
want
ask,
more.
and we've kind of touched upon it before on the pod about why people automatically seem to get their back up around characters like David. Why do we think that is now that we all know that we love him? Is it like something innate in us to be like, oh my God, there's someone loud, like this goes against everything that I am? Why do you think that David was that person?
I'm gonna say my experience with it, and it came from jealousy. I'm
Oh.
open and honest. This is therapy for me now. I think he reminds me a lot of myself, and I was jealous. I was like, I want to be you, and I was jealous, but I'm happy for him. I'm no longer jealous. I was when he walked in.
I think as
That's
well,
what I'm gonna
like
say.
it can be like easy to like assume that someone like that's just going to be quite attention seeking and doing things for a reaction, but he's just doing things for a laugh and he's just himself.
I think that's what a lot of people thought. I thought when you see a character like that, you think, oh, they're switching it on. And this is what we thought. I thought, and I think I said this in the first episode, he was giving Jenkin. Remember Jenkin on the first night? Everyone was like, oh my God, he's going to be brilliant. He's going to be chaotic. He's going to be so funny. And I did think David was going to have a Jenkin moment. I thought night one, night two, then it's going to fall off. Especially when he was in the Ring of Fire. And I thought, right, that's him done. But no, he is like that because no one can fake it for that long. It was a pleasure to see.
So now that we've looked back at the whole series, do we think Louis and Sharon were value for money?
Yes. Also, I think Sharon must have blocked Louis's number.
I'm surprised she
Was
didn't
good. She
turn
was,
up.
yeah, I was good. She wasn't there actually. She sent a little video message from LA. I did think like it'd be nice for her to pop in, but obviously she got the
Did she?
first
What did
flight
she
out of
say?
here.
What was on the video message?
Well, it was clearly recorded a week ago because she was like, "Congrats to those who made it to the final." I was like, "Sharon, you could have at least named them." And so it's just very generic. But she did say about how much she enjoyed her time in the house, and how much she appreciated the connections she made, which was cute.
I think she'd
Seen
any
probably
of them
regrets
again. Leave him.
say again, Suze.
I think she probably regrets like not doing the whole thing. But
I
I've read.
reckon so. I think she was surprised how much she actually enjoyed herself.
I think so. I've been reading since literally some articles that have come out today that have said that she would have been up for staying for the full thing, but she just wanted to get back and care for Ozzy because obviously we know that Ozzy is not particularly well. So I do think, had it been a few years ago, maybe, or in a time that she was maybe a little bit more free, she probably would have committed to the full series. And I do think she was only supposed to be in there for 5 days, but agreed to stay for the seven. And I think we saw
But
by
yeah,
the
she
end of it, the last
definitely
couple of days, she was ready to get home.
yeah. What I'm glad though is because I think a lot of people were worried that Sharon leaving would have been the end of the series. But it had legs, man. Like, and those legs were David Potts's.
Ekin Su as well. She brought quite a bit of drama over a few couple of
I think
days.
so there
what's
was
going
always a
on there, do we
storyline
think? What's
that
happening there?
she's released a statement this morning. I don't know if you've seen it. But she said she's just had some time out. And you know what? Really good statement, actually. She said, look, I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me for not going to the final, but I had to do what was best for me. And I'm like, yep, all power to you, girl. Obviously, I think what Ekin-Su needs to realize, a show like Big Brother is going to be very pantomime. We don't hate her. No one, the hate is never real with Big Brother, ever. It's always pantomime. And I think this needs to be made clear to anyone who ever goes into Big Brother. Tweets and whatnot. We're just
It is
commentating on
part
what
of
we've
it.
seen.
It is, and we've kind of touched upon this that it crosses the line from for me, disagreeing with someone at the minute you're watching the show and being like, oh God, she was, even words like, oh, he or she was a bit of a bitch there, a bit of a bastard there. Like, people are going to be strong and in the moment and lead with emotion. I think it's when it crosses over into following someone's account and then commenting on all their pictures, you're a
Yeah,
bitch,
that's
all this
where it
kind of stuff.
goes.
That is targeted hate. And I
Like,
think you're
let's
right.
go back to the civilian series. There were so many tweets I sent about the housemates. When we spoke to them, it was fine because you're speaking to an actual person. We've met some of them at the Gaydar Pride Awards with Hilton for the stay. We've met them and they're just fine. They're normal people. And it's like, I even spoke to some, I'm not going to name any names, but we mentioned my tweets. I was like, yeah, it's in the moment. It's just part of the experience. And that's that.
And I
Pink,
also
like,
think
line
that
done.
Ekin-Su has probably been on these reality shows like Love Island, where they're likely to get loads of comments while they're in there, but they're not walking out A to a baying mob that is going to either cheer or boo you. They don't have like this instant interview where they're confronted with everything. They have time to catch up, digest probably some of the things that have happened, look through some of the comments, and maybe like come up with a narrative that they can come wrong with. And I think the same for probably with her experience on Traitors. You know, hearing someone boo you when you're sat in the house must feel awful. But equally, it was the coming out on the defensive straight away. So I think you're right. I think it's good that she's getting some time back and maybe reviewing.
Yeah.
And maybe being a bit more selective about the project she takes, because, you know, I know of some people that that were approached to go on Celebrity Big Brother that admitted that the reason that they turned it down, even though they love the show, is because they know how they might come across. And that would be my fear with Big Brother. I know it can be a fucking laugh and a scream, but I also know that I can be a fucking twat. Like, if things aren't done my way, cleaned my way, cooked my way, I'd end up like Dylan and I'd probably get the villain edit. So that's why I probably wouldn't
go
you're
right,
like that.
That's exactly what it is. Like, I think you hit the nail on the head there with, she's done shows like Love Island where there's no audience or whatever. She's done shows like The Traitors, which were pre-recorded and put out. And then you're right, when you do eventually do these interviews with the press and whatever, you know exactly what you're going to say. You've kind of rehearsed in your brain what you're going to say and how you're going to play it. But I think with her eviction, not only did she come down to the audience, she had a wonderful reception. Yeah, she got booed on the tannoy. When she came out, it was a wonderful reception. But from what we've heard, what her mom said to her before
being a tannoy.
I love the word
this tannoy. This is AJ Will speaking.
But what we heard from audience from Late in Life was her mom filled her ears very quickly before interview. So that would have just played with her head as well. All this information just shot at her before she'd been interviewed. I thought the interview was fine, but then obviously the comments made on Late in Life with the audience and later, and it just all got too much. And I think now that's all she's going to remember from her experience. Looking at the comments, she's got a lot of fans still.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I just feel bad for her. And I know there's like calls for ITV to make sure that she's been looked after, and she probably is. But I do think her not going on Late in Life was probably detriment to her, because she could have just arrived, not said much, and just showed face. But I totally understand her reasons for not doing it. But it's a shame.
So that's it for Celebrity Big Brother. All in all, all right, series. I want another week. I want it to be 3 weeks, 3 and a bit weeks next year. That's what I want.
But you know what's going to happen now, don't you, darling? We're going to have a month break, and then it's going to start. The rumours. Who's going to be in the bloody next one? Here we go. Joey Essex, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton.
Right, let's have a guess. Please. Let's have a guess. Us three, all now, and we'll come back to this moment. Who's going in next year? I'm going to say Danny Beard.
All right, mine is, I think I've said this before, I think it'll be Joe Swash.
I think Phil Vickery.
Who?
Ben Britton's ex-husband.
All right.
The Finaissance well and truly dying at that
point. I definitely think a TV chef is due to go in for sure.
Yeah, Worrell Thompson. I want to know about the time that he stole butter from a supermarket. They're the things I need to know about.
Yeah, we need like celebs like that with like a camp history.
Or Ainsley Harriet as well. Like,
I don't think you're doing it.
I love Ainsley Harriet.
I think they could get Ainsley Harriet to go in as a guest, but not like a housemate. Like,
so
go in and
I'm not
to
against
for a
this.
Task.
I'm not against this idea, you know, for Celebrity Big Brother. I think it actually is a really fresh take. I think there should be, if it's going to be a 3 week series, there should be three house guests that they live there for a week, and then at the end of it, each of them guarantees like one housemate a place in the final. So there's almost like three definite finalists. The only other finalists can be done through eviction, so there's evictions all in that last week. So
well, now that Big Brother's over, Dancing on Ice is over, The Traitors is over, Drag Race ends next week. I think we're going to do one more episode next week, aren't we?
Yeah,
before the series ends, and then that's it for us. There's nothing on. I think we'll be back for I Kissed a Girl. Something we've got no experience of.
Speak for yourself, darling.
I don't think my girlfriend would be happy about you saying that.
I'm for me.
We'll get David Potts' girlfriend on.
I'm Louis' best mate. No.
We'll be covering that. And I think Love is Blind is on in this summer as well. So we'll be covering that as well. But if there are any other shows that you want us to watch and cover, darlings, get in touch. So anything else you want to cover, Brett?
No, I'm good. Goodbye. See you next week.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. A Gadio original podcast.
So I was on a dog walk this morning and I met the gang that I normally meet up with over the weekend. It's the same people.
Oh, the gang, is it? Oh, bloody
yeah,
hell.
It's
gang,
Alex,
is it now?
Alex, a guy called that they all call Doreen, but I'm pretty sure his name's Darren. He's got two dogs. Alex has got a Jack Russell, and there's this guy called Clifford who's got a golden Labrador called Gordy, who always likes to sniff your pocket for treats. It was brought up as a guide dog, but was too food and orientated, so basically they couldn't give him to someone that was blind, so that's when Clifford had him. Who gives an 80-year-old man a golden Labrador puppy? Beyond me. But that's the gang. And I walk up to them with Pluto. They go bounding over and they come with a look of shock on their face saying, have you heard of that TV show, Naked Attraction? So I went, oh, yeah, I have, yeah. It's what a load of filth. It's disgusting. And they were complaining about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen a little bit of it. They say, and Doreen, otherwise known as Darren, turned around and said, we're talking about a lady's labia on evening TV. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So I obviously was,
you know,
just found it quite funny. But the worst thing is, Charlotte wasn't with me on this dog walk. And Alex,
Charlotte, your girlfriend.
Well, Alex, the other dog walker, said, oh, where's Pluto's mum today? Is she having a lie? And I said, oh, no, she's gone to the Lake District because it's her mum's birthday. And she turned around and said, oh, did you not fancy a weekend with the in-laws then? And I thought, we've been walking our dogs together for 2 years. I wear a jumper that literally has a rainbow on sometimes, saying Pride 365. What's not clicking? We've had a
hold
conversation
on. So when
about
I said,
RuPaul.
Was that your girlfriend? I was taking the piss, but they clearly weren't.
And I'm thinking, surely I'm not that convincing. Maybe I am.
Hashtag lads.
Retrosexual. No. But yeah, I was shocked. And then but the worst thing is, I just went along with it. And I went, oh, no, I didn't. She was like, oh, get some girls round, get some dancers round. And I was like, and I'm like, you crazy bitch.
Slay hunty boobs. Yeah, I'm watching Drag Race when I get in. That'll be enough for me.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Speaking of Naked Attraction,
sorry, I'm just going to have to go. I've just had some dancers around.
I was just going to say about Naked Attraction, as I get older, I think I'm becoming more prude because I hate that it's on TV. You can avoid it being on TV, you just don't click on the channel. But now they're showing it on Gogglebox. So you're there just, oh, Gogglebox is on. Click.
There's always someone that goes as well.
So
like,
can you spring roll?
Really kind Willie.
Oh, what? A kind Willie?
That's what they say. They'll say stupid things like that. They're like, oh, yeah. Like, you can tell that. Like, it's like, you don't know anything about this person. It's literally bits and bobs.
But to be fair, you can come across like furious Willies as well. Like, so I can kind of get my head around that. But again, right. Who wants to watch that on Channel 4?
Who wants a furious? Well.
Let's end the podcast there.
Oh, see you next week, darling.